Kathy Davidson, and I'd like you to join me and the ministers of music from Water of Life Church here in Plano, Texas, as we minister the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, which is the power of God. This program you're listening to is heard all over the world by way of AM and FM radio, live stream, and shortwave. I want to invite you to my website, kdwol.com. That's KD as in Kathy Davidson, WOL as in Water of Life, .com. All the messages I speak on radio are available there, free for download. The music you hear is also available, free to download. We don't sell anything. Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give, and that's what I do. Are you ready for church? We're going to get right into the message. Are you born again? Are you baptized in the Holy Ghost? Then this message may help to explain why you are up to your ears in trouble. The title, Going Through the Fire. And then we're going to end this program with a lovely song, ministered here by Terry Brown in her beautiful southern voice. Some of us may realize that we need to sing along with her. The song, I Have Returned. Let's begin. I want us to turn to Exodus 34. We are going to take a look at the God that is correcting us. Because I know when I grew up in the Methodist church, I thought that what was going to happen was I was going to have to follow God as best as I could. I mean, do everything that they told me. And then not knowing if I was pleasing God or not. I had no idea how to please God. And nobody told me how to please God. They just said you had to do this, you had to do that, you had to do this, you had to follow the Ten Commandments, you had to smile, you had to behave in church, you had to join the choir, all these things. And then when you got to heaven, you were going to find out if you did it right or not. And if you didn't, it was too late. It was too late. And I remember in my bedroom one day, I was a young teenager, and I'm sitting on the floor going, this isn't fair. This isn't fair. I'm going to go to heaven, and then I'm going to find out whether I did it right or not. I said, this isn't fair. What am I going to do? Do you know what? God heard every one of those prayers. He heard every one of them. And he, at the right time, said, I'm going to send you somewhere where you're going to learn how to follow me. Do you know that this word of God tells you exactly what is expected of you? It tells you exactly how to walk. It tells you exactly what you can expect when you are standing before Jesus. We're going to look at who the Father is and who is dealing with you. You want him to deal with you. Don't run away from him. In fact, I'm going to title this whole message today, Run to Him. Run to Him. They never taught me that in church. If you will go with me to Exodus 34, verse 5, God himself tells us his nature. He tells us his personality. He tells us what we meet when we meet him in prayer. This is who we meet. This is who we talk to. And the Lord descended in a cloud and stood with Moses. Stood with Moses. Moses couldn't see his face, but he stood with Moses. And he proclaimed his own name, the name of the Lord, talking to a man. Talking to a man, the God that's far above all gods, the God that dwells in a light that we cannot even approach unto, the God that with Jesus created the world that you stand on and a universe that you look at night, was standing there talking to a man. Why? You'll see why. They passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, this is Jehovah. This is the one you come to. And he says, the Lord God, merciful, merciful, gracious, long suffering. We think if we screw up today, that's it. Long suffering, really long suffering. 40 years he suffered them in the wilderness. 40 years waiting on them to do what he told him to do. 40 years, long suffering, abundant in goodness. Abundant in goodness. This is Jehovah. Abundant in goodness. That's what he says about himself. Not what they're saying about him. This is what he's saying about himself. Abundant in goodness. This is the one that's dealing with us. And truth. Keeping mercy for thousands. Forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin. And then his nature that will by no means clear the guilty. There has to be a day where God will say that is enough. But you know what? He's long suffering. It isn't going to be today. It isn't going to be today. He is long suffering. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and fourth generation. Turn with me to John 15. This is the God that deals with us. This is the God that puts his hand on us. John 15, Jesus is speaking. Verse 19. He said, then answered Jesus and said unto them, and these are the ones that are trying to kill him. Jesus is speaking to the people that are trying to kill him. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Another way of saying, this is the way it is. Verily, verily, I say unto you. The Son can do nothing of himself. The Son can do nothing of himself. Do you have the courage to believe the word of God? Do you have the courage to believe what the Word of God says above what you feel or what you think or what you've been taught? Put away what you've been taught and look at the Word of God. Look at it for the first time. Jesus said, I can do nothing of myself. Everything Jesus did, he couldn't do himself. Why? He tells us that in Philippians 2 and in other areas. He emptied himself of all his godly powers, all of them. And he became a man like you and I. He became a man like you and I. He emptied himself of all of them. He could no longer do any miracles when he came to earth as a man. And he's telling us here, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For whatsoever things the Father doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Jesus did only what the Spirit of God in him told him to do. Jesus couldn't heal a flea. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? That is the Word of God. Three times in John, Jesus says, I can do nothing of myself. I can't do this. It is the Father in me doing it. Jesus could not heal. Jesus could not cast out the devil. Jesus himself said, if I, by the Spirit of God, cast out the devil. Who was doing the casting out? The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. If I, by the Spirit of God, cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? The Spirit of God cast out the devil. The Father did the healing. So think about this. Jesus is sent to the Gadarene. Who cast out the devils in the Gadarene? The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. Who is the one that sent Jesus to the Gadarene to cast out his devils? God. Jesus didn't go anywhere on his own. He didn't do anything on his own. He didn't speak anything on his own. Who sent him to the Gadarene? The Father sent him to the Gadarene. Why did the Father send Jesus to the Gadarene? For God so loved the world. He sent Jesus not to condemn the world, but to save us. Who loved the Gadarene? The Father. Do you know that God is your Father? Do you know that God was the Gadarene's father? Do you know that Jehovah was the Gadarene's father? His heavenly father. He's the one that sent Jesus. Go cast the devil out of him. And Jesus did by the Spirit of God. He couldn't do it on his own. He had to rely on the Father to do it. And the Father did it through him. The woman who was taking her son to bury him, the woman in Nain, it says that Jesus came up. She had a whole funeral procession behind her. woman had lost her husband before, and now she's losing her only son. Jesus comes up to her. He's got a group behind him, and they meet. He looks at the woman. He has compassion on the woman. Who put the compassion in Jesus' heart? Who put the compassion in Jesus' heart? It was the Father. Why? Did you know he was her heavenly Father? Did you know he didn't want her to be without her son? Do you know that was Jehovah in Jesus that stopped the procession? Do you know it was the Father that told Jesus, stop it? Fear to God, out of Jesus' mouth, out of Jesus' mouth, said, I say unto you, arise. And what raised him from the dead? The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. Jesus can do nothing of himself. It was the Father that raised that young man from the dead. It was the Father working through Jesus. Jesus was the vessel. You know, Jesus humbled himself and became a vessel. Jesus humbled himself and became the vessel. When you see that Jesus could do nothing except the Father working through him, you see the New Testament in a whole new light. You see that's the God that's got his hand on you. That's the God that's dealing with us. The one that sent Jesus to the Gadarene. The one that everybody that came to Jesus got what they came for. Their devils cast out and healed. It wasn't Jesus doing it, folks. It was the Father in him. It was the Father in him who brought the crowds. Who brought the crowds to Jesus? The Spirit of God in him. The Spirit of God in him. Who brought you to Jesus? Who brought you to Jesus? Who brought you to Jesus? Father brings us to Jesus. And anyone that comes to Jesus, he will in no wise cast out. It's the Father that brings you to Jesus. It's the Father that leads you into the wilderness. It's the Father that corrects you. It's the Father. I want us to go to 2 Corinthians 5, 19. I can feel your hearts now. You're getting all nervous. Wait a minute. Wait. This is totally different than what I have been taught. Yes. Do you have the courage to believe the Word of God? Do you have the courage, the guts, to believe the God over your feelings and what you have been taught? Now, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19, to wit. Well, let's go back to 18. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, God was in Christ. God was in Christ. God was in Jesus, reconciling the world unto himself. Reconciling the world unto himself. You know, I heard when I was in the denominational church that Jesus was the good guy and God was kind of the bad guy. God was the mean one and Jesus was the one that was saying, oh God, come on, you know, be nice to him. Be nice to him. I'll go down and die for him. That is totally false. God was in Christ doing what? Reconciling the world to who? To himself. To himself. God was in Jesus reconciling the world to himself. With Adam, he lost a whole lot of children. And he wanted them back. And even from the beginning of the world, the gospel was already put in motion. Why? To reconcile us back to the Father. Acts 2, by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. Foreknowledge of God. God's deliberate plan was to put Jesus on the cross.
God's deliberate plan. Deliberate plan. He's the one that sent Jesus. For God so loved the world that he sent. He sent. Jesus didn't volunteer. He gladly came, but he didn't volunteer. God sent him. He sent him. Why? To reconcile us back to himself. He sent him to reconcile us back. Who's the one that put Jesus on the cross? It was the Father. Who's the one that led Judas there to go arrest him? It was the Father's deliberate plan that Jesus be arrested. It was the Father's deliberate plan that they scourge Jesus. Why? His scourging was our healing. It was the Father's deliberate plan that Jesus be nailed to the tree, his own son. Why? So we could be reconciled back to him. It was the Father's deliberate plan that when Jesus was on the tree, nailed to the tree, that the Father started putting every sin that was ever committed or ever will be committed on that body. It was the Father's deliberate plan. The Father put Jesus on the cross. The Father put our sin on him. The Father is the one that put our sicknesses on him. The Father was the one that put our curses on man. That's why he was hung on a tree. He took all our curses. Why? So you could be reconciled back to him. So you could be reconciled back to him. That's the one that's dealing with us. That's the God that's dealing with us. That's the God that puts us in the wilderness. That's the God that corrects us. Why? Because he loves you. Because he loves you. He does it because he loves you. If you'd have told me at the beginning of my correction that God was doing this because he loves me, you wouldn't have told me that. But you know what I saw? I saw it was the deliberate plan of God to get me corrected. So he could use me. A broken and a contrite heart, God will not despise. Run to him. Run to him. When you start seeing what's in your heart, you run to him. I want to quit. You run to him. This is the God that put his own son on the tree for you. Run to him. Run to him. Don't run away. Run to him. I want to go back to my old ways. Run to him. Now, I want us to go to James 4. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Look at this next phrase. Oh, look at this next phrase. Draw nigh to God. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. He knows your heart. He's greater than your heart. Run to him. I don't have what it takes. Run to him. Run to him. He is able to change the heart. There were days I thought, I'll never get this. I just don't have the heart. He changes hearts. He will change the heart if you run to him. Don't run away. Run to him. In the middle of the sin, run to him. And he will show you Jesus. He will bring you to the foot of the cross. He will show you what Jesus looked like for you. He will show you what God did with Jesus. He will show it to you. He will show you the man took your sin. He will show you that the man took your disease. He will show you. He will show you that he took your curses, that he took your heart, that he took your fear, that he took your unbelief, that he took your stubbornness, that he took your pride. He took it on his own body. That's what God will show you if you run to him. Now, if you don't have Jesus in your heart, you need him. You need him. You need the Spirit of Jesus in your heart so he can guide you. And you know what it says in John, I believe it is? It says, Jesus will show you the Father. The more I worship Jesus and the Father, the more the Father and Jesus show me Jesus and the Father. You know, have you ever been in the presence of God? In the presence, knowing that you know that you know that you are in the presence of God, it is for every man. It is for every man. All you have to do is start praising him and worshiping him. He seeks those to worship and praise him in spirit and in truth. He's looking for you. He's looking for us to worship him. And I have been, and I endeavor to get there every night. Every night to get in the presence of the Father or Jesus, knowing that I know that I know that I'm in their presence. That's what the fellowship is. And you know what? You can tell him anything. He already knows it. He already knows it. You can tell him anything, and he will fix it if you will let him. You need the Spirit of Jesus in you. You need Jesus to fix you. You need him to lead and guide you. Romans 10 says that if you ask Jesus to be Lord of your life, if you believe that he is raised from the dead, you will be saved. When the Father put everything on Jesus, when he put all your sin, your sickness, your disease, your curses on Jesus, Jesus died for you and went to hell. The Father sent him there. He sent him there. Why? So he doesn't have to send you there. He sent him there in your place. And when Jesus satisfied the Father for the payment for us, the payment for everything we've done, the Father raised him from the dead. And when he raised Jesus from the dead, our sins were forgiven. Our sins were forgiven. Our sicknesses were healed. Our curses were taken care of. They were put away. All we have to do is believe it. Get that Jesus in your heart. How do you do it? Pray with me. Jesus, come into my heart. Be Lord of my life. Lead me. Fix me. I ask this in your name. Amen.
I have returned to the God of my childhood, to the same simple faith as the child I once knew. Like the prodigal son, I've longed for my loved ones, for the comforts of home and the God I outgrew. Failing faith for the child of her heart. She said, bring them up in the way that you want them. Thank God when they're grown, they'll never depart. I have returned to the God of my I learned at her knee. He's the lily of the valley. He's Jesus to me, my Lord for eternity. Praise his name. I have returned.
I have returned.
have returned to the God of my father, the most godlike man a child could know. I just heard a shout from the angels in glory, praising the Lord. A child has come home. I have returned to the God of my Father, Creator of heaven and earth, God of the universe. He's Jesus to me, my Lord for eternity. Oh, praise His name. I have returned.
I have returned.
I have returned. On my knees I did fall, where the wall now stands. This lesson I learned as I worked my way homeward, the Savior of all. He's the comfort to Shepherd of Moses, who called him the great I Am. He's Jesus to me, my Lord for eternity. Oh, praise His name. I have returned.
Thank you for joining Kathy Davidson and the Ministers of Music from Water of Life Church. She would love to hear from you. You may reach her by email at kd@kdwol.com, or you may write her at Kathy Davidson, care of Water of Life Church, Post Office Box 861-327, Plano, Texas 75086. You may find her on the internet at www.kdwol.com. And on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, God bless.